A new strain of Omicron has been detected in Thailand. Cannabis sandbox, cleaning up the electric cables, and Catwoman. All these stories are coming up in today's Good Morning Thailand. Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay and this is Tim.
Hi Jay. Hi everybody. No jet. Thank heavens.
Unfortunately, he had to go back to Chiang Mai yesterday. He ran back to wherever he came from.
He's going to try and get down every couple of weeks. So, yes. And we'll certainly look forward to having him back on the program.
That's right. Hopefully he will be back very soon. As for now, let's get straight into it. Have I forgotten something?
It's Australia Day.
It is Australia Day. However, we're going to properly celebrate Australia Day after the break. We've got something planned, and we will tell you a little story of how Australia Day
didn't quite happen,
being very Australia-y. However, yes, congratulations. What do you say to people from Australia?
Happy Australia Day!
Happy Australia Day, mate, to all the Australians out there, and congratulations for having a day for yourself.
Well, I expect presents and gifts.
And tributes.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I thought we'd start today's episode off by talking a little bit about Test and Go. Now, the registration will start opening up on February the 1st. There was a meeting yesterday by the CCSA where they spoke about a couple of points, which I thought we'd start the show off by today talking about.
I think one thing that was clarified yesterday that wasn't clear when they made the announcement last Thursday was that they said it was going to be from February the 1st.
Yes.
So people were thinking, oh, wow, great, I can apply last week for entry on February the 1st. But no, the registrations don't open until February the 1st. That was one of the surprises and a bit of a delay that people weren't expecting.
Yeah, so you'll be able to actually apply and use the Test and Go, I'm guessing, 1 to 2 weeks after February the 1st. But yes, whoever's excited for the Test and Go and was waiting for it, the new and amended Test and Go is available February the 1st, starting at 9 a.m.
It got caned in the media pretty much. People were saying that day 5 extra test and extra a night of accommodation and SHA plus hotel all have to be, of course, prepaid. That was a bit of a deal breaker for a lot of people. So it did get universally caned. I think it's going to get quite a lot of uptake, though. It's still a simpler, quicker, more flexible version of than the sandbox, compared to the sandbox.
Yeah. Let's go through the quick key points, Tim. First being registration for Test and Go entry on Thailand Pass is reopening. Travel never actually really stopped, because even though they stopped the Test and Go, you could still enter through the Phuket sandbox that got expanded to the other sandboxes. But now they've also extended sandbox. So,
and they also, there were people who had been pre-approved before December the 22nd when they postponed the Test and Go before. So that's those right. People are still coming now.
Yes. 2 RT-PCR tests are now required. New applicants have to pay for both. Now, I believe last week they said for people who've already been approved, the second test will be free.
Because they're just making things more confusing again.
Yes.
Yeah, there are exceptions, and these people have to do this, and those people have to do that, and I'm thinking that a lot of travellers, they'd be halfway through the Thailand Pass, and they'd go, oh, this is just way too complicated. Looking at it, it's easy for us because we're here, but for those people that are looking to come, they're wanting to come, they maybe need to come, it is quite difficult. And with the rest of the world sort of opening up and reducing restrictions, Thailand's adding restrictions, it just seems that we're sort of going in the wrong direction.
All right. Vaccinated but recently recovered from COVID.
Thank you for your fulsome support on that, by the way.
Sure. I mean, I feel like I'm just repeating myself again and again. I've said if I was a tourist, I wouldn't travel to Thailand. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I think I'd be in the same boat. As much as I love Thailand, it's just all these restrictions. And it's,
as a tourist, it doesn't make sense. But as a person who lives here, I am biased, and I'd say I think it's worth it.
Sure, but it is complicated, and I don't think all these new updates have made it any less complicated. In fact, they're just really adding more risk Because yeah. That first 5 days you're here under test and go, you'd be saying, oh, please, please don't come back with a positive result on day five.
Here's another important note. Those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 but were recently infected and are still testing positive for the virus can still enter the country under the test and go scheme.
Great, good.
Yeah, they can present their recovery certificate, but they may need to be cleared by a healthcare professional.
And people who are unvaccinated, as we keep on saying, you can still come and do the quarantine as in the past. So unvaccinated travellers can still come to Thailand.
Yes. Now, talking about vaccinations and COVID-19, a sub-variant of Omicron now has been detected in Thailand. Tim, I believe it's 8 new cases that... In eight cases, we've seen this sub-variant.
Yeah, they've actually, I think it's 9. 9 such cases have now been found for travellers from abroad and Thais returning to Thailand. It's officially called the BA2 sub-variant of Omicron. There's also now a BA3 that's been detected overseas. Importantly, I mean, there's a lot of scientific details like... the significant characteristics of BA2 is that there's no spike deletion at the 69-70 position. Did you know that? I have no idea. You know, because the Omicron's got all the spikes on it. Mm-hmm. So there's something different about the spikes. The BA2 variant was first identified in India and South America in late December. Currently, it's been detected...
in South Africa.
What did I say?
South America.
You're reading over my shoulder, are you? Yes, South Africa, you're right. So currently it's already been detected in the UK, Singapore, Thailand, Canada, India. There's BA2, BA3. Initial analysis, and this is important, shows that there's no differences in hospitalizations between BA2 and the other Omicron. So early days, still a lot of information to come in, but this is another variant. And as I've kept on saying, the worst thing about letting Omicron fly, as a lot of people, let's learn to live with it and let's get rid of all the restrictions and throw caution to the wind. The longer you leave these viruses roaming around the the community, the more opportunities there are for these mutations. So, yeah, let's hope that these mutations are as mild as the other Omicron.
All right. Now let's move on from Omicron and a test-and-go free zone. We will no longer mention that anymore for the rest of the episode, unless someone asks us a question at the third part of the show. Let's talk about what most people are excited to hear about. The cannabis sandbox.
This is really weird. I couldn't... when I read the news this morning, I thought, oh, somebody's writing a satire piece. I can just imagine the meeting. Who came up with this? Somebody in the FDA?
That is absolutely correct. The FDA plans cannabis sandbox entry scheme for tourists. But don't get excited. All right, don't get too excited. When the government talks about cannabis, they mean parts of the plant, which with very low traces of psychoactive component THC.
Yeah, so they're talking about... cannabis, being able to grow it in your backyard and being able to use it, but this is the very low THC cannabis with 0.2% THC, which means you're not going to get a high. It can be used for cannabinoid oil and things like that. So they're going to have these cannabis sandboxes. Can you imagine the meeting of the FDA?
Hey, bro.
I got this really good idea.
Tell me, bro.
It's just like... and so what are you going to do in a cannabis sandbox?
Well,
you're going to sort of be taken around and sample different types of cannabinoid oil?
It's definitely not as fancy or as cool as that. This will allow travellers to roam freely in approved districts or provinces without undergoing a strict quarantine.
But that's what a sandbox is.
Cannabis products would be involved. It's not like it's going to be happy brownies and joints being passed around. But the government will have a public hearing on the marijuana travel scheme next month. At the moment, cannabis with traces of high-inducing THC that are more than 0.2% are still illegal. However, there is still hope. there's a big push in Thailand currently to make cannabis legal, cannabis, let's grow cannabis at home.
Do you know
let's
what?
Increase the THC they, level.
They're not going to legalize marijuana with the full THC. It's just not going to happen. All this is just trying to keep Anatin quiet, the deputy PM. He's a big voice. His Bum Jai Thai party is a big part of the coalition. He stood on a platform in the 2019 elections on decriminalising cannabis or even legalising marijuana. And all this is just trying to keep him quiet. But if you actually look at what's happened, as far as marijuana is concerned, it's still illegal to smoke marijuana in Thailand. So all this is just window dressing. Just a whole lot of peacocking.
Tim, why are you gotta be such a party pooper?
Well, what are these people going to do at the cannabis sandbox?
Be positive, man. It's Australia Day.
Are they going to weave hemp baskets or something? Wow. I mean, I don't get it.
It's most likely going... If they're going to control it, what better way to do it than have, like, cannabis cafes? Because then you can regulate and control these environments where these restaurants pop up. And,
but there's a big difference between
sellers.
0.2% THC level cannabis and what people actually want to get high on. They're two different products. They're two different things.
And another thing I thought, who wants to come and smoke Thai weed, if I'm being completely honest? I've heard this from a friend who's done a lot of research. You know, even Thai people don't want to smoke Thai weed. The only people who smoke Thai weed are the ones who can't afford the more expensive strains.
Where does the expensive stuff come from? Is imported. It imported?
Imported, yes.
Allegedly.
No, not alleged. Yeah, allegedly imported, readily available from California.
I can say I don't smoke marijuana. I never have. I'm not a great fan of it. I don't care if my friends use it. I don't care if you use it. I probably don't really want to see it legalized. I think we've got enough problem with legalized drugs like cigarettes and alcohol and other problems that are probably causing enough problems in our society without introducing another legal drug. But that's just my point of view.
Imagine.
Very happy for you to smoke. Very happy for anybody. I wouldn't care less.
Imagine this. You come to the cannabis sandbox to Thailand and you have a choice to smoke Thai weed with 0.2% THC or, you know, strains from California where you've got like Mandarin Oriental and, you know, other strains.
Well, if you smoked cannabis with 0.2% THC, as I think I've said before, you'd probably get a good headache and that's about it.
You'd just be mad. That's what you'd be.
You'd be angry.
I was promised weed.
Yeah.
What is this nonsense?
So this cannabis sandbox is really just window dressing and somebody's sneaking up.
Let's try to be a little positive. This could be the first step. You know, everything needs to start somewhere. So the cannabis sandbox could be an opening to cannabis cafes and then eventually they'll increase the THC level and everyone will be having a jolly, merry time.
And they obviously did in this FDA meeting when they came up with this ridiculous idea.
Yeah.
It didn't even say where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Are they going to sort of have a corner of Asok Road and call that the cannabis sandbox?
Yeah. All right.
You didn't even hear what I said.
I didn't. I got distracted. Someone said, so Jay's an expert on Cali weed. I am not an expert. I've heard it from a friend.
Low THC can still have a lot of CBD. Well, yes, this is the cannabinoid oil thing that it's what. Yes, two different products though.
Okay, let's move on. Enough weed talk. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to do our mini celebration of Australia Day, as well as talk about the electric cables finally starting to get cleaned up, and lastly, Catwoman.
It's a good story too.
This is a Black Panther sign, but never mind. Catwoman. That's coming up after the break.
Find the coffee roast you love most. Coffee Culture delivers Thai coffee online. Whole beans or pre-ground delivered to your doorstep in Thailand. Go to coffeeculture.asia and get coffee you love delivered to your doorstep.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay. This is Tim. And it's Australia Day.
Now, I had this cunning idea, Jay, this morning. I did my morning scripts and things I had to do, and I thought, I've got this really good idea.
And you disappeared. I didn't know where you were. I had to message you, Tim, where are you?
So I went to not one, but four Villa Marts around the Secunderabad area, because out of all the shops in Thailand, there's usually only one that you can actually buy Vegemite. You know about Vegemite?
Oh, I've heard stories.
It's this yeast extract. And I was going to get the toaster and the toast, and we were going to have a live taste test for Australia Day.
Yeah, it's a horror Brilliant story idea. On toast. That's what that is.
And I couldn't find a single tube. So I went to four Villa Marts.
Should be banned.
And I spent, I don't know, 200 baht on motorcycle taxis away from the office for an hour. And I came back with, well, then I thought, okay, well, I can't get Vegemite. I was very disappointed. And I know you would be too.
Yes, Steph, absolutely. No, I can understand, you know, it's Australia Day, and how what better way to have a piece of Australia on Australia Day?
So then I thought, I know, I'll get some Tim Tam biscuits instead, which are sort of the biscuits with the chocolate inside.
Is Tim Tam also Australian?
Oh,
you guys
yes.
make some good chocolate.
Shh,
stuff.
Tell me about it. I'm about to talk about that in a sec too.
Okay.
But they only had the caramel Tim Tams or the mint Tim Tams. They're not real Tim Tams. They're pretend Tim Tams.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't going to bring those back.
Imagine if you had a brother and his name was Tam. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be really silly. We've had the photo of the Vegemite, right?
Well, if you were born in Thailand, that's what most likely would have happened.
So we got the Vegemite. We've shown that.
Wow.
We've shown the picture of the Vegemite on toast.
Oh, Nim will show you a picture of Vegemite on toast.
I think somebody's using hemp.
Yeah, possibly.
I couldn't get any Tim Tams or Vegemite. So I brought some Cadbury's chocolate in.
Yeah.
Cadbury's chocolate is Australian. Although
I thought Cadbury's was English.
How dare you?
I apologize.
I don't know if it's made. I can't really read that. My eyesight doesn't quite allow. But Cadbury's is originally an Australian product. They used to have a big Cadbury's factory in Tasmania, which is way down south in Australia.
Yeah, this is from Malaysia.
There you go. They've got factories everywhere now.
Yeah.
But we used to have school trips to the Cadbury's factory, which is we didn't want to go and see cars made or marijuana plantations. We wanted to go to the Cadbury's factory because
This episode sponsored by Cadbury's now. We wish.
So this is just like the plain old Cadbury. They had the other ones with nuts and things in them, but this is just good old Cadbury's chocolate.
Oh, look how nice. They even tell you how many calories there are in this chocolate bar. Only 114 per bite.
Per bite?
No.
Well, for each bar.
Yeah,
and the bars are about to speak.
Yeah. Bite-sized bars.
Do you have a favourite chocolate?
Yes.
Which one?
Dairy Milk. Dairy Milk. That's what's from UK. Dairy Milk is my... Is Dairy Milk Cadbury's?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it is. It's just Cadbury's Dairy Milk. I'm retarded.
So you like an Australian product. Just admit it. I do like Lindt chocolate as well.
Yes, Dairy Milk is my favourite chocolate.
There you go. Mine too.
I don't know how I feel now that I know that it's Australian. It doesn't change anything, I guess.
Fred Fotis is right on the ball and he says, sugar causes cancer, cannabis cures cancer for you fools.
Talking to the government? We're not responsible for legalizing marijuana. I just like that to be known.
Fred, your claim that cannabis cures cancer, I'm not going to let that go past without putting a great big caveat on it. Check with your health authorities before you start taking a whole lot of cannabis for your cancer.
Yes. All right. Before we move on, happy Australia Day once again to all the Australians out there. Dale and Pars Cast. Thank you for being Tiger members. We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's right. Thank you for tuning in every day and supporting the channel.
We are launching, I think it's going to be Friday or next Monday, our Tiger merchandise at last. We get these lovely mugs. You've got the paintings, hand signed by our presenters.
That's right.
We've got shirts and all sorts of things. That's starting this week. I thought what we might do with our members is we'll give them all a 10% discount on any merch.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think that's a great idea.
They deserve it.
They certainly do.
Yep. As well
Can
as...
Can I have one? You shouldn't eat chocolate if you're going to talk.
Why?
The voiceovers and singers, they never eat chocolate
is it
3 or 4 hours.
Like...
It sort of glugs up your vocal cords or something.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be singing anytime soon.
Ah, might give you a rendition of the Australian National Anthem later.
Moving on, thank you to Coffee Culture for providing coffee this morning. You can find your ground coffee beans and ground coffee at coffeeculture.asia. All right, it's now time to talk about electric cables. You actually and took a video about electric cables.
We've been talking about this for months. Run the video about the cables. So this, I actually shot this on my way back from Villamart after my unsuccessful expedition this morning. So these cables, which people know, including Russell Crowe, who was here about 4 months ago in the sandbox and was talking about the cabling in Thailand.
Okay.
As somebody's taken note of Rusty, and they've gone and decided they're going to put 400 kilometres of cabling from around Bangkok. That's quite a lot of cabling, actually. Okay. Underground.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, you probably think, oh, it's a pretty simple process. You just get the cabling, you put... The problem in Thailand, of course, is that we get such heavy rain that putting anything underground is a problem, especially when it involves electrics. Now, not all of the cabling is electric. There's a lot of, like, communication cabling and stuff. And they're also talking about putting about 2,000 kilometres of cabling in the provinces underground this year. And that starts on February the 15th. So it may be a thing in the past where you get to have an Instagram photo with all that crappy cabling in the background.
Oh, okay.
And what's Russell Crowe going to take photos of in the future?
I don't know. But he has a lot of star power. He's known as the Thailand ambassador.
Yes.
By netizens online.
I actually, I just because it was Australia Day, I ran a clip this morning just to give me a bit of a moment.
Yeah.
It was Oprah. She was in Australia maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago.
Was she giving cars away?
And she was just touring Australia, okay. Bit of an Oprah special week or something. And she had a finale with Olivia Newton-John, Hugh Jackman, Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, blah, blah, blah. There was somebody else. And Russell Crowe.
Oh, okay.
They're singing I Still Call Australia Home for the big finale. I'm thinking, Russell Crowe wasn't even born in Australia.
He's embraced it.
He lived.
It's like me. I wasn't born in Thailand, but I've embraced it.
Okay.
Ben Lee says, Tim Cadbury was founded in Birmingham, UK in 1830 and exported to Australia in 1831.
Yes. Well, as far as I grew up, it was always an Australian company.
Okay.
Look, a lot of these products that you grow up with, Violet Crumbles, Tim Tams.
Yeah.
Vegemite. A lot of these companies, like, you know, which were even invented or manufactured in Australia, then get bought by foreign companies.
Yeah,
so you think you're eating something Australian, but it's, you know, owned by people in Botswana or something. Yeah.
But I can not imagine anything more Australian than Vegemite. That horror of a spread you've forced people to taste.
Do you think all Australians eat Vegemite every day? I have to say, I don't think I've eaten Vegemite for 20 years.
No, I don't think all Australians eat it.
Do you think we all own, like, kangaroos?
No.
As pets? Put them on a leash?
No.
Keep Skippy?
You all have a tree outside your house with a koala nearby. Allegedly.
Well, do you know koalas? They're not as soft
they're quite
and cuddly.
Feisty, I've heard.
Very feisty. They're nasty.
And kangaroos as well. It's the wallabies that you want to hang around with, not the kangaroos.
Well, the wallabies are like the small kangaroos.
Yeah, but they're more friendly.
Well, all the kangaroos are relatively friendly, but you don't want to go and, you know, approach a six-foot-high kangaroo and want to pat its joey because that's not going to go down well.
It's Joey?
That's the baby kangaroo.
Oh, okay. A baby kangaroo is called a joey?
It's called a joey.
Why would I know that? You're looking at me like, oh, come on, everyone knows this.
Come
no
on,
one knows
everybody
this.
Knows this.
Only Australians know this.
Koalas like having sex and making a lot of noise.
And moving on to our second and last story after the break.
You get woken up at night with the sound of koalas and you think, why are they having so much fun and I'm here on my own in my bed? That's what you think.
Story of my life. Woman puts up a billboard in Phuket to find missing cats.
Oh, this is great.
That's right. Hashtag catwoman. A woman.
Have we got the photo there, Noam?
Yes. Unfortunately, her cats went missing. She's now put up a billboard in Phuket to find her missing cats and is going to reward 30,000 baht per cat that's found.
30,000?
Yes.
So where did her pussies go?
I don't know. But she...
Well, no. Where'd they go? Missing pussy.
Yes. She's... Let's firstly talk about the fact that she's paid 300,000 baht to put up that billboard in Phuket.
Well, I have to say, around Thailand, but especially in Phuket, there are a lot of billboards empty at the moment because no one's got any money to advertise. Yes. It's a bit rough. A lot of empty billboards.
Yes. Well, one day, a delivery staff forgot to close the door and two of the cats ran outside. And they weren't seen again.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yes, it is. One is a 5-year-old male cat named Gama, and another is a 6-year-old female named Tama.
Tama?
Gama
Tama,
and
where
Tama.
Are you? Tama.
Sorry. Goma and Tama, I apologize.
What, do those names mean something in Thai?
Well, she's Japanese, so I'm guessing it's a Japanese name.
Okay.
Yes. Unfortunately, my Japanese skills are below par.
About as good as your English skills.
The cat owner says she has a close bond with the cats, adding that she has cried a lot since they disappeared. So if anybody wants to help this lady, as well as get rewarded for it, please help her find her cats.
You're probably going to have to be in Phuket and run around with those names in your head, screaming out, Toma, where are you?
Ivan says, Jay's dirty mind. I don't think I have a dirty mind.
It's just, dirty mind.
But you know, I think people would be divided by this story. Half of them would be, why are you spending so much money looking for a cat? You know, other pet lovers and pet owners understand that many people consider their pets as the children.
Well, they love their pets. I've got cats. I enjoy cats for whatever reason. They're very skilled serial killers.
Yeah.
I think that's what I like about them.
Okay.
But, look, it's her money. She can do exactly what she wants with
it.
Should she be spending it on a charity or something? Well, if you've got 30,000 baht, you can spend it on in any way you want, including putting up a billboard.
300,000 baht.
Well, 300,000 baht. Doesn't really matter how much it is.
Okay.
Her money.
Her choice.
More importantly, I hope she finds her pussy.
Let's take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we will talk...
I know what I'm going to do while you're doing this.
All questions that people have. So if you do have any questions regarding the topics we've spoken about today, or you'd like to ask Tim about Australia Day or me any questions, please come back after the break. If you're enjoying the video, 572 people, please click the like button, as well as subscribe to our second channel.
Toby says cats are gone because pork price is going up.
Oh no, Toby price. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Find the coffee roast you love most. Coffee Culture delivers Thai coffee online. Whole beans or pre-ground delivered to your doorstep in Thailand. Go to coffeeculture.asia and get coffee you love delivered to your doorstep.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. And
I'm
Tim
still
is
trying to open the packet.
And Tim is still trying to open his chocolate packet.
Chai? Come over here, please.
You're not really doing much.
I haven't put it. Where'd he go?
He's
going to use your
thing.
Brutal strength. You don't have to
Can
find
I?
Scissors.
May I?
Here you go. Go on. Show off.
Okay. Intelligence is key.
Okay, I'm going to have it. Oh, they're tiny. Look at them. There's so much, there's more wrapping in here than there is chocolate. Whoa. It's a disgrace.
Well, blame Australia.
The chocolate gods will not be happy. Somebody said people are going to be running down the street shouting, pussy, pussy. Well, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
So I'm having some chocolate.
Okay. Mm. How is it?
Beautiful, thank you.
All right, let's take some questions. Shung Mike says, scissors, Tim. That always helps.
Mm.
Stinky says, West Texas Greg from a comment that Stinky said that Joe Ducati ran the cats over while he was going somewhere. His name is not actually Joe Ducati, by the way.
No, we nicknamed him Joe Ducati yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we perhaps made light of actually a very serious story, and wasn't meant to.
Yeah,
it's just that Time Media went mental with the story for good reason.
Yeah,
and we did nickname the person. He does, of course, have a real name. Also, I noted overnight that the Buddhism Council, they said you can't just go and put on a monk's robes and get your hair shaved and get away with something like that. So I think they've defrocked him overnight.
Okay.
Tech Symbol asked about Gay Time ice creams. I think it was also an Australian brand. We had an ice cream called Gay Time.
Okay.
Don't know if they still make them, but and we used to have a candy cigarettes called Fags.
Okay.
And they sort of, you know, went out. I think they're called Fads now because somebody got upset.
Yeah.
So.
Well, gay time, I guess fun time, is that what they meant with the ice cream?
Of course, what the word means, Jay. Yeah.
All right. Hans says, maybe upgrade your microphones to models with mute buttons. Well, Hans, actually, we do have a mute button in our mixer.
Why do we want mute button? So we can cough?
No, maybe because while you were making a lot of noise while you were opening
the wrapper. I was trying to make a lot of noise. It was making a lot of noise for me. I'm having a second one. I'm getting quite high on this, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It's got a very low THC level, but I'm still getting quite high.
Yeah. Tim is having a glass and a half of Australian dairy milk in every block of Cadbury, says Pat Tai.
That was the advertising they used to use. A glass and a half of milk. Like, that's good for you.
Mm. Where's Jet the Joker? Says, Kui Mata Min Onghaling Kui Lo Mata. That is his name. I apologize if I've read that wrong. Jet's gone back to Chiang Mai, back to his home.
Tim, Polly Waffles are great but hard to find. Polly Waffles is another one of those Australian candies.
Gunner says, Tim, stop eating. It's disgusting.
Yeah, get over it, Gunner. Where's Jet the Joker? He's back in Chiang Mai.
You just repeated the same question. I said.
I don't know. There's only 20,000 comments here to choose from. Yeah. So, of course, we choose the same ones.
Well, West Texas Greg says, I think they're still available here, the candy cigarettes. I remember growing up, it was like the coolest thing as a kid. You just go buy those candy cigarettes and pretend like, oh, yes, I'm smoking. I'm so cool. I think every kid did that.
Yeah, but you don't, in Australia, you didn't want to be walking around going, I'm sucking on a fag. I mean, it just didn't sound great.
Yeah. Well, and you have extremely high taxes on cigarettes.
They look like hostages in those photos. I think...
talking about the cats.
Paulie Buffalo 555 is talking about the cats.
Yes.
Well, look, if you have got pets,
yeah,
dogs, cats, or in Jason's case, snakes, you love your animals.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to go missing. And it would cause her a lot of stress. So,
Yeah. Levy says, Natty's latest video on Bounce is very interesting and the last 5 minutes is hilarious. That's actually true. Did you know we uploaded a video yesterday where Natty actually went to go and eat crocodile meat? So he actually went to a restaurant that sells only crocodile meat and different parts of the crocodile. And by different parts, I mean she also got to taste crocodile balls and penis.
I'm sorry?
Yep. Natty tasted crocodile balls and penis.
Right.
I can't make that up. So, interesting and fun video.
How did it taste?
Natty?
How did it taste? Crocodile meat.
It didn't taste like anything, but it was very rubbery.
Very rubbery. So many
you
lines.
Can find the full video on our second channel, Bounce. Link in the description.
Somebody says here, just gone missing. Manau says, Tim, big fan, but do your research. None of the Aussies you mentioned were born in Australia. I think Olivia Newton-John was perhaps born in the UK, but she came out when she was quite young. I'll have to research about like Hugh Jackman and other people who I've met.
Hugh. It's so difficult to say that now. Where's your silver play button for getting 100,000K, says the Wu-Tang Life. Well, the Wu-Tang Life... I believe YouTube still needs to take 1 to 3 months to review that all of our subscribers are legitimate. Once that's verified, they will be getting contact and
I've already sent the request for them to send the plaque, which we'll put up here proudly behind us, 100,000 subscribers. 6 months in your home, 6 months in mine.
Sure.
It's the way I'm thinking about it.
West Texas Greg says, can you get Jason on one day to show his reptiles? West Texas, yes. Most likely, maybe not the he is strangely obsessive about his reptiles. I think some people would be interested. It kind of creeps me out, I'll be honest, but all the love to him and his love for his reptiles.
If you think about it, though,
yeah,
cats and dogs like are warm-blooded.
Yes.
And they're sort of furry, in some cases fluffy.
Yeah.
So they're sort of cuddly.
Mm.
I'm just thinking a cold-blooded python is never going to share a lot of affection with you. It's not going to, you know, sort of lick your ear or something.
Well, some things aren't supposed to show you affection. You can just, you know, admire their beauty.
Well, that's different from really loving your pet, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Jason's a creepy boy. He's a spooky, spooky man.
Could somebody ask Jason how many snakes he has? I think
he has two. He has two snakes. How many tarantulas, Jason?
Three tarantulas and two snakes.
And what else? Any reptiles? Any?
Are they portable? Like, I mean, could you bring the cage here?
Oh, he could.
Okay.
I felt like we've just dug our own grave.
Yeah.
Mike says, Cats was a terrible musical. There, I said it. Chiang Mike.
Cats was originally a stage show that they turned into a musical about, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The Hollywood version was shocking. Oh, I don't know what they were thinking. But the original musical was very, well, original. Yeah. Made a star out of Elaine Page.
Yeah. All right. People are having a go at your Cadbury's thing. Mark Simpson says, got to question the journalistic rigor when you can't even read the wiki on Cadbury's. He goes on to talk about where Cadbury's is from. Mark, it's Australia Day. It's a chocolate. Just calm down. It's okay. Maybe it was founded in Birmingham, UK, moved to Australia. It's just a chocolate. Everybody chill.
Somebody may be able to answer this. No, I won't read that because I just figured out what it means.
Yeah.
Tim, Ford Motor Company came to Australia because you saw Ford cars in Australia when you were a kid. Robert, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
Oh, God, just move on.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. I think we're going to end the show there. Morning, Jay, Tim. Sorry, missed the start. I was night shift at the airport. Icy, that's my life. Well, thank you for joining us today, Icy. I hope you had a good shift at the airport. And thank you for joining us even now.
Next week, we're off to another outside broadcast. That we're taking Good Morning Thailand on the road.
That's right. We're going to be doing an outside broadcast at AdLib Hotel in Nana.
Soy 11.
Soy 11, that's right.
It's called the AdLib Hotel. We're going to be there every morning doing the show live.
Yeah.
And we're going to, we'll probably get there about, I don't know, 7 in the morning. Yeah. So you can come and say hello, enjoy a breakfast.
Sure.
They do a nice breakfast there. And it's a little boutique hotel. Very, very pretty. We're there for 7 days,
yes.
7 mornings.
Yes, so if you are free and would like to come have coffee or breakfast with us, please join us.
And after that, we've got a new program coming up on the Tiger Channel.
Yes.
And we'll tell you more about that probably next week.
Yep, we shall.
It's not my pole dancing program either. No. That's going to be on Bounce.
Definitely not, yes. So stay tuned. Please like the video if you've enjoyed the video. Please visit Bounce as our second channel where we have more entertaining videos. As for today, we'd like to say thank you for joining us and we hope you have a great day. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Would you like a chocolate?
I would because it's Australia Day and I'd like to support my Australian brothers and sisters.
Norm, one for you.
Oh.
Oh. Jason, one for you.
Oh, no. What is this?
Feed that to your crocodile.
All right. Have a great day, everyone, and happy Australia Day.
Happy Australia Day.
Right, cut the broadcast before we get canned.